in the first criminal prosecution in the UK of a bank under anti-money laundering laws. BBC News.
And tonight's news was read by Zeb Soames.
BBC Sounds.
Sleek, sexy and iconic. They're the theme songs you know and love, thanks to one man.
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond. Soundtrack stories.
I'm James King, discovering the magic formula.
It's just a big seductive introduction to the movie.
And hearing from the artists who have stepped up to the challenge.
We wanted old school Bond meets new school Duran high tech.
James Bond. Soundtrack stories.
Listen now on the BBC Sounds app.
Now on Radio 4, The Break, starring Philip Jackson, James Northcote, Alison Steadman and Rasmus Hardiker. This week, Andy gets a haircut to remember.
The Break by Ian Brown and James Hendry. Episode 2. Five benches outside Yatterby Hall, Flamford.
So, Mr. Andy, you enjoying the good weather?
Yeah, not bad.
In Italia, we call this freezing cold.
Yes, I suppose you would.
Do you want it straight at the back or natural?
Natural, please.
Certamente. Oh, momento. Pronto, Nico speaking. Oh, hello, love. No, I'll be home about 6. Yeah. Oh, okay, in that case, could you get 2 litres of vodka, 1 scotch, limoncello, mesquite, and, 2 bottles of overproof rum? You what? Cut down? Well, yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, scrub the limoncello. All right, love, ta-da. So, Mr. Andy, it was natural at the back, yes? Ow! Excuse, you go somewhere nice for your holidays? I tell you somewhere nice, Italia.
Nico.
See?
I hope you don't mind me asking, but if you're able to talk like an Englishman, why do you talk all Italian with me?
Ah, because, Mr. Andy, it is Gino's on the parade. We have an image to maintain.
So you're putting on the Italian accent?
No, I'm putting on the English accent. It's my wife, you see, she's a racist. But here we like to give the full Italian experience.
Ow!
Scusi. So, all done. What do you think?
It's great.
Are you sure? I show you the back.
Oh, my God. It's fabulous.
Ah, benissime. Another happy customer. So sorry about your ear. Here's a tissue.
Thanks.
Hello, Joyce.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, thank goodness you're here. Isn't Andy with you?
No, he's having his hair cut. Gino's on the parade.
Oh, well, I'm in a terrible pickle.
How's that, Joyce?
Well, you know my deadly rival, the Greedy Goat's Breakfast Cafe on the corner.
Well, I've passed it. Never been in, mind.
Thanks, Jeff. You're a real friend.
Well, I've been in twice.
Judas!
You can't blame me, Joyce. It's the huge portions.
Oh, the thing is, they've got this deal called the Greedy Goat's Goat Burster Challenge, where, if you can eat their gut split a full English breakfast in under 20 minutes, they give it you free of charge.
Oh, yes.
Well, not to be outdone, I decided to introduce my own version, the Copper Kettle Big Boy's Belly Stuffer Challenge.
Ooh, that sounds good.
No, it isn't, Jeff. It's a disaster. You see, I only do continental breakfasts, so I'm losing money hand over fist.
Well, you've only got yourself to blame, Joyce.
I know.
You're essentially paying people to eat a croissant, butter and jam in under 20 minutes.
I know. What shall I do?
Well, you could just call a stop to the Copper Kettle Big Boy's Belly Stuffer Challenge.
Rightio, Jeff, I will. Thanks very much. You always calm me down.
No problem, Joyce. Oh, here's Andy now.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Look, the till's over there. Don't hurt me. Just take the money.
Oh, it's all right, Joyce. It's only Andy.
Oh, but what's happened to him?
Shush now. It's just a haircut. Hey, looks nice, Andy. He's done a lovely job.
No, he hasn't. It's terrible.
I know it's terrible. I was just being polite. Why didn't you say something?
I just wanted him to stop.
See, this is what you get if you don't speak up for yourself.
So now this is my fault, is it? Who told me to go there? Gino's on the parade, he says. Best barber in town, he says.
Well, he is.
Yes, as long as you don't get the assistant.
I got the assistant.
Oh, Oh, no, not him. Not Nico. He's a hopeless alcoholic, Jeff. He tried rehab, but it didn't take. Shaky Nico, they call him. Oh, no wonder you ended up looking like a late period Picasso.
Yeah, thanks, Joyce. Excuse me while I go and dab the blood off my ears.
Joyce, I wish you wouldn't make such a big thing of it.
He's like a badly plucked chicken.
Hey! Oh, hello, Jeff. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Frank. You're not in the shop today?
No, I'm on my holidays.
Oh, where are you off to?
Nowhere. That's the beauty of it. Why bother with the rest when you've got the best? Flamford, the pearl of the Three Beaches area.
Oh, I'll do you some lovely seaside fish and chips.
Oh, no. No, I said I'm on my holidays. No fish, no batter. I want a nice big plate of steamed greens and whatever the opposite of chips is.
Oh dear. Oh, I'll see what I can do.
To go.
Oh. Hello, Frank.
Oh, flipping heck. Whatever happened to you?
It's just a haircut.
Gino's on the parade.
The assistant?
Yep.
Oh, dearie me. You look like one of the Three Stooges.
Which one?
The one with the bad haircut.
Uh-huh.
So, Frank, what have you got planned on this holiday of yours?
Well, I'll probably go food shopping, watch some telly, over the flat.
Aren't those things you do anyway?
I know. You see, they're different, because I'm doing them on holiday.
I see.
It's like that short story by Jorge Luis Borges about the man who decided to write Cervantes, Don Quixote, in the 20th century, even though the words were the same as the 17th century original. It was a totally different work of literature, because both author and reader are perceiving it from a 20th century perspective.
I didn't know you knew about Borges.
It was on Radio 4's In Our Time with Melvin Bragg.
I didn't know you listened to Radio 4.
I don't. There was a bloke parked outside the shop with his radio on.
I know what you could do on your holidays. A nice trip up to Yatterby Hall. 6 centuries of history packed into 65 sumptuously furnished rooms.
Oh, yeah?
Look, there's a leaflet on my community notice board resource. They're doing a sort of open day, complete with book signings, a hog roast and artisanal gin.
Oh, no, sounds far too exciting. I like my holidays dull and flat, as a contrast to the roller coaster thrills of my working life. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to defrost a freezer. Oh, cheery bye.
Bye.
He's supposed to be on holiday. You'd think he'd take off his aprons.
Here, pass me that leaflet, Joyce. The Yatterby Hall Book Festival and Open Day. Hey, listen to this. Sir Trevor MacDonald will be signing copies of his latest book, Trevor MacDonald's Great British Disasters, plus cricket. Oh, I've always liked Sir Trevor. He always read the news with an air of calm authority. What do you think, Andy?
Not really bothered.
Well, you might as well go. I can't have you cluttering on my cafe. Especially him, he looks like a goblin. You've already scared away 6 children. Ah! 7?
Hey, he says here, last ticket sold at 4 p.m.
Oh! You'd better get your skates on. It's 2:50 now.
Are you coming, Andy? It's at least a 30-minute bus ride.
My mind's half set on the Copper Kettle's Big Boy's Belly Stuffer Challenge.
I won't bother, it's just a croissant and some jam.
Oh, right. Coming.
Every day I get in the queue. To get on the bus that takes me to you.
Excuse me, madam. Which bus should we get for Yatterby Hall?
Oh, that's a challenge. You'll have trouble getting there.
How's that?
Because of the coats, me dear. So, there's the Three Beaches Slingshot, the Flamford City Looper, the Moncton Yelby Easy Go and the Humberton Boomerang.
I remember when buses just had numbers.
So which one do we take?
None of them. They've all been axed.
Since when?
Since Derek Orrox, the mayor, decided to... It's to fund his pet development scheme, the Flamford Destination Dining Plaza.
Well, that's not going to get us to Yatterby Hall.
No, what you want is the Flamford Yatterby Waltzer. They're every 20 minutes.
Oh, that's cutting it fine. But it'll do. Here, do you remember the X33 that went from here?
Eh?
We used to call it the Molina Mercury.
Eh?
Huh? Never on a Sunday.
You are?
It's a film called Never on a Sunday, starred Molina Mercury. Oh, look, here's Mr. Truepenny. He'll get it. Hello, Mr. Truepenny.
Hello, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, chuffing hellfire! What happened to him?
Haircut.
Gino's on the parade.
Yeah.
The assistant.
Yeah.
Should be struck off.
Anyway, I was just saying, we used to call the X-33 the Molina Mercury.
Oh?
She's in a film, Never on a Sunday.
Never heard of it. I'll tell you what's a good film. Star Wars. Do you think they'll make any more?
They've made loads.
How many?
Nine.
Nine? In that case, I better crack on. Ta-da!
Excuse me, you wanted the Flamford Yatterby Waltzer?
Yes.
I've just checked, it doesn't go on Mondays.
And there's your sequel.
Oh, what? You can't be serious.
I never joke about bus matters.
But we'll miss Sir Trevor MacDonald.
Oh, well, never mind. Let's go home.
Hang on. Look over there. I think I've got the answer.
Ah, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs. You're actually extremely welcome aboard the Flamford Large Blue Tourist Bus. My name is actually Glenn, and I'm actually your guide on this exciting and actually very informative tour around historic Flamford and actually its environs, in fact.
Excuse me.
First of all, on behalf of me and your driver, Steve, I'd like to...
Excuse me, Ashley.
My name's actually Glenn.
Yeah, that's right, Ashley Glenn. How soon do we get to Yatterby Hall?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Can you get your driver, Steve, to take a shortcut?
Certainly not, no. The other passengers have actually paid good money to enjoy the full historic Flamford experience, actually.
Oh, come off it. That one's asleep. These two are canoodling and those three are Dutch.
But they speak excellent English.
There we are, then. Onward. On the left, you can actually see a reconstruction of the Anglo-Saxon village of Flamis Forde, which actually means the ford belonging to the River Flam. Flam actually being an old word for slime.
Oh, for pity's sake, this is going to take ages.
I thought you liked history.
I do, but not at the risk of missing Sir Trevor MacDonald.
Visible on your right now, owing to the recent hot weather, you can actually see the outlines of the walls of the local supermarket, which was actually burnt down in the recent riots.
Come on. Come on.
And coming up on the left is actually St. Stephen's C of E Primary School, the bright future of Flamford. Tomorrow's diplomats, scientists, and captains of industry. Ah, plenty of spirit there, as you can probably tell. Actually amazing. What a bunch of independent minds. They all know me. It's fine, actually. Every day. 5 bloody days a week. Steve, can you step on it a bit, please? Excellent.
Thank you, driver, for getting me here.
Which in modern English means murder farm. Now, you're actually probably wondering why we've stopped.
Why have we stopped?
I'm coming to that. Why have we stopped in front of this seemingly ordinary semi-detached house? Well, let me tell you a little story. It's about Rick, who was actually in the same year as me at secondary school. One year, we were split into streams. Rick got Mr. Bennett for English, and I got Mr. Loynes. Mr. Bennett was a good teacher, and Mr. Loynes was terrible. The consequence was Rick passed his GCSE, and I failed, which meant he's the head of the Flamford Audi franchise, and I'm doing this. It also meant he managed to steal away my girlfriend, Sarah, the love of my life. And now before you is the house they live in together. For the last 7 years, I've had to drive past here, sometimes as much as 6 times a day. Occasionally, I see her doing the washing up. For him. She doesn't look happy. Other times, I see a bit more than I want to. Well, it all happens, doesn't it? Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, and foreigners, it is my last day. So, if all of you would like to reach under your seats, you'll each find a half a house brick. Right, now, what I'd actually like you to do is to grasp your half brick firmly in your throwing hand, and when I give the word...
Oh, I don't know about you, Andy, but I found that strangely refreshing.
Yeah, me too.
Yatterby Hall, folks. This stop, Yatterby Hall.
Oh, that's us.
Goodbye, gentlemen, and I hope your alopecia gets better.
It's a haircut, actually.
Oh, 2 to 4, Andy. We made it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Yatterby Hall.
Good afternoon, madam. We'd like 1 senior citizen and 1 adult.
Oh, it'll be a concession, won't you, love?
What?
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing wrong with me.
He thinks it's normal.
Oh, it's a shame.
What are you playing at, Jeff?
Saving us £2.30. Could you point us in the direction of Sir Trevor MacDonald?
Pepper! Can we point them in the direction of Sir Trevor MacDonald?
No. I think he's gone.
We think he's gone.
He's gone?
Yeah. They were a party of unruly school children. We think they unnerved him.
There was a party of
unruly... Yes, I caught that. I wanted to get a copy of his latest book, Trevor MacDonald's Great British Disasters.
plus cricket.
We've probably got some copies left over. Isn't that right, Pippa?
No, he took them all home in a huff.
We've sold out.
Well, it looks like we've had a pointless journey. Can we have our money back, please?
Sorry, no refunds.
Sorry, no refunds.
This whole thing has been a complete waste of time.
Bless him. Does he want a sweet?
Don't worry. A visit to Yatterby Hall is never a waste of time. There's the stables, the foundry, the inside of the house, and the outside.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Do they want an audio guide?
Do you want an audio guide?
Yes, please.
No, thanks. Bite-sized history for the podcast generation.
There you go, sir. It must be very difficult for you.
I cope.
What a way to spend an afternoon. Traipsing through 65 rooms of other people's expensive furniture.
Andy! Andy! Come and look at this painting. Richard Hussey Gore Marshbanks, 5th Lord Yatterby, supervising the Scottish clearances.
What a bastard.
Pardon?
It's all right, Jeff. You don't have to shout. I'm right next to you.
How's that?
You don't have to shout.
Oh, sorry. It's this audio guide. I'll pause it.
Thank you.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Do you fancy a cup of tea? It's in the orangery across the terrace.
Headphones.
Oh, sorry.
Lovely day. We should get a table outside.
Whatever.
What's wrong with you, Mr. Lemon Lips? Is it the haircut?
Damn, just when I'd forgotten. Well, it's partly the haircut, but it's mostly this place.
What do you mean? It's beautiful. Classic Jacobean architecture, landscaped gardens, all those paintings and tapestries.
And how did they pay for it all? The sweat and blood of the working man and woman.
All right, Kierardi, that's all in the past.
Ah, but time is a flat circle. The past informs the present.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I knew it. These benches.
What about them?
You see that little cat's head carved on the side? With the ears made of an M and the whiskers made of a W? That's his initials. M.W. Maurice Whittaker.
Maurice Whittaker?
That's right. My dad. Your grandpa.
Wow.
He made these. All 5 of them. The cat's head is his trademark.
Nice work.
Yes, he was good. Did a lot of work for the Hussey Gore Marshbanks family.
They clearly appreciated good craftsmanship.
Or did they, Andy? Did they? You see, he was commissioned to make 5 wooden benches by Walter Hussey Gore Marshbanks, the late Lord Yatterby. So he did. Best part of 4 months it took him. Delivered them as agreed, then waited to get paid, and waited, and waited.
And?
Never did. Oh, he toyed with litigation, but he knew they'd just outspend him. You can never beat a tough, he'd say to us kids, at tea time, every day, till he died.
So he let it go?
Just like you in that regard, your grandpa.
What do you mean?
Well, you never said anything to that barber.
That's completely different. One's a dodgy haircut and the other's 5 garden benches.
Ah, fair enough. Let's go for that cup of tea. Lovely gardens, aren't they?
Suppose so.
You know they were landscaped by Availability Brown. Capability Brown was busy.
All right, guys, settle down. I said settle. That cake is for eating, not throwing. Oh, give me strength.
Sorry, Brendan.
Don't call me Brendan. It's Mr. Liversidge. You know that.
So much for peace and quiet.
Now, you know what we're going to do. As soon as we get back to school, we're writing a letter to Trevor McDonald saying we're very sorry.
What for?
Bollocks! Up your bum!
I'll tell you what for. That sort of thing. All right, go run around a bit. There's hundreds of acres of garden out there. You lot should have no trouble wrecking it.
Mind if I sit here?
No, help yourself. So full of energy at that age, aren't they?
Tell me about it. I thought of putting something in the orange squash, but it's probably illegal. Got a light?
Cigarette?
No, it's my NUT card. I'm giving up. Only kidding. I've got a good 3 months left of me yet. So, how's it going? Hey? His treatment?
It's a bad haircut, okay?
Oh, sorry. Gets to you, doesn't it? Yatterby Hall. The sheer unmerited wealth. sucked from the lifeblood of the populace.
See, Jeff? He gets it.
Oh, come on, lads. It was all a long time ago.
That's the depressing thing. It was a long time ago. But these people, they're still here. They're still in charge.
No, they're not.
He's right. I used to work in the city. They are still in charge.
Oh, lighten up, lads. Take Yatterby Hall. Sure, it was built by one of the most exploitative families in Britain, but now it's in the hands of a trust and belongs to the nation for us all to enjoy.
He's had the audio guide.
Right. But mark my words, trust or no trust, they'll still be here somewhere, hidden somewhere in the woodwork, waiting.
Well, since this place belongs to all of us, I'll see if I can find one of my toilets.
All right. But no dawdling on the way back. And tuck your shirt in. Oh, sorry, force of habit.
Good day, good sir. Oh,
who are you?
I am but a simple peasant in the year of our Lord, 1646.
Oh, God, one of them.
Whence comest thou?
London.
Ah, London, the great citadel of the king. They say it harbours over 300,000 souls.
Yeah, I'm actually just looking for the toilet.
Ah, you mean the flushing water closet. We have no such refinements in this simple and pious abode.
Look, spare me the pound landing, Prof. I'm in a hurry. Which way's the gents?
What is the commotion, Maria? This is a peaceful house.
Ah, Ezekiel, this young gentleman is from London.
Ah, the great citadel of the king. They say it harbours over...
Yeah, she told me.
Oh, by my troth, it appears a young gentleman has been injured in the late civil wars.
Look, it's just a bad haircut, all right? Where's the loo?
Ah, the gentleman is of a rebellious disposition.
Yeah, I'm rebelling against history having to be mediated all the time.
What means he by that?
What mean I is that you're not telling me any more than I could read off a card off a wall.
The boy speaks in riddles.
His tongue is as twisted as a knotted vine.
All right, let me mediate it for you. You think you're bringing history to life, but killing it stone dead. Dressing up in smocks and talking in folksy accents.
Perhaps the young squire hasn't tasted the bitter fruit of unemployment in his young life.
Perhaps he knows not that these are the only jobs to be had since the Japanese horse's carriage manufactory closed down.
Look, I'm very sorry and everything, but there must be something less futile you could do.
Oh-ho! Futile!
Futile?
This young slip is casting scorn upon our humble but worthy calling.
And little or no sympathy for the job situation in these parts.
Along with his scruff. Fearless hair, methinks he may be a Catholic.
Ah, yes, a Catholic.
To the oubliette, mayhap.
Aye, the oubliette.
To the oubliette.
Bring him, bring him.
Guys, what's an oubliette?
You'll find out.
Leave me alone.
The Catholic.
Yes.
Where are you taking
him? The oubliette.
Andy. Oh, excuse me, sir. Have you seen a young fella? Strange haircut.
I don't speak English so well.
Oh, okay, no problem. Well, there is a problem, but it's in English. Ooh, Andy, where are you?
I don't know.
Well, that's not much use.
I'm in the oubliette.
What's an oubliette?
That's what I said. Turns out it's some sort of cold stone cupboard, and it's dark, and it's locked.
How did you wind up in there?
It's a long story. I offended some Puritans.
Do you know whereabouts in the house you are?
No, they blindfolded me.
Puritans, you say?
Well, they're basically tour guides, dressed up.
That's stupid.
That's what I said, and that's why I'm in here.
Right, all right. Well, I'll keep looking. Only 62 rooms to go. Bye, Andy.
Bye, Jeff.
Now, where next? A cupboard, he says. Yes. There's something odd about these shelves. These leather-bound books look like fakes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, just talking to myself. Holy smoke, it's a secret door.
Una puerta secreta.
Yeah. Thanks for your help. Adios.
Yes?
Excuse me, folks, I didn't mean to interrupt your tea.
That's quite all right.
I'm looking for my nephew.
Well, you won't find him here.
This part of the house is closed to the public, hence the concealed door.
I understand, but he's gone missing and I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, you poor...
poor man. Surely we can spare him a cup of tea and a muffin.
I've just had some tea, thanks, but I wouldn't say no to a muffin. Here, you must be Lord Yatterby.
Oh, don't bother with all that. Just call me Johnny. Johnny Hussigore Marshbanks.
Right. My name's Jeff. Just call me Jeff.
This is my wife, Francesca.
How do you do? Do you ride?
No.
Do you ski?
No.
Formula One?
Not really.
My son, Alfred.
Hello.
He has a drug habit. And my mother, the Dowager Lady Yatterby.
Good afternoon.
Whereabouts do you live?
Flamford.
Oh, how lovely. Where's that?
About 13 miles up the road.
How marvellous for you.
Is it time yet?
Another 2 minutes. He wants to know when the house closes, when we have the run of the place.
Oh, I understood you'd given the house over to a charitable trust.
Only between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. After that, it's all ours.
Mother!
In addition, we get 25% of the ticket revenue.
Mother! She's confused.
She doesn't sound confused.
Do you row?
Not since Cambridge. Tell me, Lady Yatterby.
Yes?
Not you, the old one.
Yes?
I believe it was your late husband, Walter, who commissioned those 5 benches on the terrace from my father. Well, he never got paid.
Oh, my husband took care of that side of things.
Evidently, he didn't.
That's truly shocking. I had no idea. We must put it right at once.
Fine. Cash would be best, but I'll take a cheque. It should be about £200 at 1970 prices.
Obviously, all our cash is tied up at the moment, but leave your details and our people will take care of it.
Is it time now?
Yes, Alfred, it's time. How about a game of cricket down the West Gallery? Cheerio, Jeff.
Hold on, I can't go without my nephew.
He's not in here.
He said he was in an oubliette.
Ah.
It's those guides. They got a bit over-enthusiastic.
They sometimes put troublemakers in the lur pantry.
Nothing to do with us.
So where is this lur pantry?
In the lur kitchen, of course.
Use this door, go down the stairs, turn left, then left again, then right.
Then left.
Thank you very much.
Do you shoot?
Now I don't hardly know her.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm Moonflower.
Wow. I'm Andy. I like your clothes. It's a kind of punk, hippie look.
Oh, thank you. We're loving your hair.
Seriously?
Yeah, where do you get it done?
Gino's on the parade, Flamford. Ask for Nico.
Let's go there now.
Oh, come with us, Andy. You're so cool.
Come with us, please. We love you.
Andy? Andy? Are you in there?
Oh, yeah. Must have nodded off, sadly. I could have been in there, Jeff.
You are in there.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, come on, the place is closing. Let's go.
All right. Do you think that tour bus will be passing by?
I doubt it. Looks like we're walking again. It's only 13 miles. It'll put air on your chest. And your head.
What's that under your coat?
Hey, do you like it? It's a silver photo frame.
It's a big one.
They're a big family. How much do you think it'll fetch?
I don't know.
£200, do you think?
Easily. Do you steal that?
Oh, of course not. Call it late payment for 5 benches outside Yatterby Hall, Flamford.